JP4 CBA Mobile.
A mechanic, KI4 DOS Mobile.
Tell anybody.
Try not to, David. How you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Yeah, I was doing real good till I had to come out here on Woodruff Road. But I'm fixing to get off of Woodruff Road, so I'm doing better.
I know. I was talking to, I can't remember, a guy earlier today, and he was on Woodruff Road, and it's not a fun place to be.
Look at it this way. The prettiest sight I'll see today is Woodruff Road in my rearview mirror.
Somebody asked me about Charleston. We lived in Charleston for 2.5 years when I was in the ministry, and they said, you know, what was the best thing you liked about Charleston? And I said, seeing it in my rearview mirror.
I've never lived in Charleston, per se, but I always liked it down there. It gets a little crazy at times, but it gets crazy everywhere. Doesn't matter where you are.
It's a neat place to visit. I mean, you know, we've been down there since I was a kid. We used to go, my aunt and uncle lived down there, and they'd take us to Folly Beach, and there was a pavilion down there. It was back in the 60s, and my favorite ride was the bumper cars. And but anyway, so we used to go down there and, you know, spend the weekend with them, and they'd take us out to eat and go to the pavilion and all that. But when we lived there, it was in the late 80s, and they hadn't built the James Island Express yet. And we lived on James Island, and there were three ways to get off the island. You could go across the Intercoastal Waterway Bridge, go across the Johns Island Bridge, or you could swim.
Swimming was faster.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, you know, it was just really frustrating. We lived, there was a traffic light right at the base of the bridge, and we lived exactly 1 mile from there, right on the church property. And my wife worked downtown at a law firm, and I just had to walk out the door to my office, because I was, you know, I was just right there at the church. So, but sometimes the traffic would be back. This is a four-lane Maybank Highway. It was four lanes, and it would be backed up beyond my driveway. And my wife would say, "Well, I'm getting ready to leave for work." And I said, "Well, you might as well just take your time." I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna be able to get out of the driveway."
I don't know if I would like that or not, but it is what it is. You have to put up with what you have to put up with sometimes, unfortunately. But I'm glad you're up in this area now. I hope everything's going well with you.
We both had the COVID back in January, and I thought I had a cold, but it wasn't any big deal to me. But my wife got pneumonia, but she had a couple of pretty bad days there, but she got through it, and then she still didn't have her taste back, or her smell. She didn't have her smell back, but heck, I was out on the tennis court playing tennis with it. Oh, man, I'll tell you. And then, I was on Wednesday, and then the doctor told me to go have a test, on Friday, and I went, or Saturday, I can't remember. Anyway, I tested positive, and I thought, what in the world? Oh, man, so That was interesting.
I wanted to hear, I guess. But I'm glad you got over it and everything's as well with you now. From what I've heard and what I've read, the first two things to go is your sense of smell and your sense of taste, and then it takes a while to get that back. So I've been very fortunate I haven't had it yet, and I hope I don't get it. Trying to do everything I can to stay away from it as best I can, but you know how that goes. You don't ever know when you go out into the public what's going to happen.
I really can't figure out how I got it, but, because I always wore a mask and I washed the heck out of my hands. They were just as dry as they could be because I just washed them all the time. But, and I never put anything in my mouth I never use my fingers to pick up something to put in my mouth. I always use a fork or something. And, but anyway. So, I get my first shot Friday. And, so we'll see how that goes. I probably still have antibodies. Doctor said you could have them up to 6 months after you've had it.
This COVID virus, they don't really know, I don't think, yet, as to what really, how you get it, you know, if it's airborne or through touch or whatever. I don't think they really know all they need to know about it yet, but it's still relatively young as far as viruses go.
Life the other night, and I said, we're sitting on the couch there watching the news, and I said, you know, it'll be a great day when they're not telling you how many people tested positive for COVID and how many died and in North Carolina, Georgia, and South Carolina. And I said, I'm really looking forward to that day because I'm sick of hearing about it.
You hadn't heard anything about the influenza, you know, the different flu viruses that are going around and how many people have it and how many people have died from it and all of that. So I guess that's a bright spot in the scheme of things.
It's true. I hadn't thought about that. But anyway. I know we'll get there with it. It's with the COVID. I think I agree with you. I don't think they understand all there is to know about it. And anyway, but. I'm just glad that I had it and it's over with, and I hope I don't get it again. Oh me! So what are you up to today? I just got my ears lowered.
Doctor's appointment, and she wanted me to take her out there. So we went to the doctor's appointment, and now we're on the way over to our ophthalmologist. She's got to get her some reading glasses ordered and see when they'll come. I'm probably getting scratchy in at her repeater right now, David. I'm down here at Pleasantburg. I'm on 85, but I'm down in the hole down here in Pleasantburg. But we're just making rounds to the doctors today. Got through with the one doctor. She had an appointment at 1 o'clock and just a checkup. Everything went good there. And now we're going over to the ophthalmologist. And to the optical shop and get her glasses ordered. And I ordered some flip phones to go on my glasses and pick those up. And then we'll probably maybe get us a bite to eat and then go back home.
Oh, KB4CBA, that sounds like a plan. Yeah, I'd definitely get something to eat. That sounds like a good idea. I haven't even had lunch, but anyway. Well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I'll let you go, and y'all enjoy the rest of the day. I'm going to be playing tennis tonight, starting at 5. I'm sure that's a real shocker to you, but anyway. And so I've got 2 matches tonight, so I'll be playing till about 8 o'clock. And I played last night, and I played Monday, so I'm just having a good old time. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final. Gosh, I forgot to call here. Dadgummit. KI4DOS, KB4CBA. Talk to you later, Gary.
Well, at least you're getting your exercise. That's a good a plus to everything. I hope everything goes well with you. And don't wear those people out in the tennis matches tonight or later this afternoon. You might let them win one as it goes. Other than that, you have a great day. What's left of it, you take care. We'll say 73 to you for now. KB4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile.
East 19 radio check.
York and KI4DOS Mobile.
YLF Mobile.
YLF, KI4DOS Mobile. There was a 9 station in there. Wanting to see if his radio was working. I was waiting on him to come back, but he never did.
Yeah, I was going to try to give him a little room there to jump in. So where exactly is this repeater located at? I'm on I-85 North. Coming up on exit 73. So just trying to see how far I'm getting out.
It's located about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border on Caesar's Head. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and that's where it's located. I don't know if you know that much about the area or not, but that's where it is, and you're probably, well, I don't know. I was going to tell you how many miles you were from the repeater, but I don't know. I'd have to sit back and try to figure that out, but if you're northbound, you'll probably stay in touch with this repeater until you get up, probably around the 95 or 96 mile marker, up that far, and then you'll lose it for a little bit, and then you'll pick it up again right at the North Carolina line and keep it on up till you get above to Gastonia over.
Well, very cool. Well, I am actually headed to Greenville, South Carolina on business, and just kind of scanning through here and seeing what I can find.
You're headed to Greenville. You'll be in good coverage of this repeater for a while. It covers down into Georgia. I have hit it from Atlanta, but I had to run full power on the radio. But down around Carnesville, Georgia, somewhere in that neighborhood, it's got a good footprint. And there is a net tonight at 9 p.m. They call it every night. You're welcome to join in the net if you're in the area. I know you said you were down here on business. I don't know if you'll be staying overnight or not, but you're welcome to join into the net.
I'll take you up on that. Unfortunately, I did not bring my HT with me, so I'm kind of limited to my vehicle rig here that I've got. I've got a FTM 300, so it seems to be doing okay, though, so I will gladly take it.
And like I said, I hope everything goes well with you today. Enjoy the day, Hope your business venture goes well. Name here is Gary, and calls KI4DOS, and I'm mobile over here in Easley.
Hey, well, hey, I appreciate the cue, so, my friend. Yeah, I will definitely try to jump on that net tonight if I'm not tied up. So, like I said, appreciate the QSO and 73s, KN4YLF. I'll continue to monitor.
Have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. KI4DOS, mobile clear.
Did Joy let you out of the house today? N4DJC.
Yeah, she's sitting in the car right beside me. I'm her chauffeur today. She went had a doctor's appointment and wanted me to take her over there. And she didn't feel like driving, so I'm her chauffeur. And now we're on the way over to the ophthalmologist, and we're just about there. I got to go in and order her a new pair of reading glasses. She said no. Her bifocal glasses. Her backup. She wears contacts, but she needs her other glasses just in case. So we're just out going from one doctor to the next.
It is. I got to get my wife and I both need to get us a new prescription. I haven't. She's had two since I've had my one. I haven't had mine changed probably in 8 or 9 years. And I know I need to get some new glasses. I wear progressives, and eyesight's deteriorated a little bit too. On top of that, so I need to get them. And I don't drive well at night anymore, and I don't think it's a whole heck of a lot of anything you can do about that.
Unfortunately, I don't think there's a whole lot they can do about that. But yeah, I wear progressive lens as well, and I didn't have to wear glasses up until the age of 45, and when I turned 45, I went to the doctor, and he put me in bifocals. I couldn't believe it. But it is what it is. I'm glad I'm still able to see, able to drive, and that sort of thing, so everything's good as far as I'm concerned.
Time I started having trouble with mine, but I went to the doctor. I was having some trouble seeing at night, and I went to the doctor, and they sent me to a retina specialist and found out I had what they call a form of corneal dystrophy, which means it's not the corneas themselves, it's the layer behind the corneas. It's less the epithelial layer, I think is what they call it, the less the water in and out of your eye. It makes your vision fluctuate as your eyes dry out. There's not anything they can do with that other than going in there and doing a replacement. And I'm avoiding doing that at all costs. I just don't try that. I can drive at night, but I prefer not to. Bright lights really mess me up. But there's not a lot they can do about that other than a transplant. I ain't wanting to do that.
Saying that, I would be hesitant myself. But a real close friend of ours lives in Statesville, North Carolina. He had both of his done, and he doesn't have to wear glasses now, and he's real excited about it. He's doing real well.
Technique that they've been doing probably 10 years or so now, where they don't actually, what's wrong with me is the cornea itself is fine. It's just the ear back behind the cornea. Because, you know, those things that kind of fluctuates, you know, the distance changes, and of course that changes your vision. It's the cells behind in that layer behind the cornea, you keep losing cells over a period of time, so the water doesn't get out of them like it's supposed to. So it may change when it's dry, it may change, and when it gets real moist, humidity gets real high, so I have a little harder time. But when they get that procedure really down, I won't have to replace the cornea, just that layer behind it. And I'm waiting for them to perfect that, but I don't need to have that done yet. I'm waiting as long as possible.
Yeah, Jerry, I've got, doctor said I had cataracts, but they were not ready to be taken off yet. And so I'm waiting on that. And, of course, they've come a long way with the cataract removal and that sort of thing. So we'll just have to wait and see. But, young man, we have arrived here at the Hi, doctor. I'm going to jump out and go inside with the wife. I got a pair of clip-ons to go on my glasses. They called and said they were in, so I'm going to go in there and get those and let her pick her glasses out, and we'll see where we go from there. But I hope you have a great afternoon. You take care. Good talking with you. We'll say 73 for now. N4DJC, KI4DOS Mobile.
Joy, have a good afternoon. Sure, it's a beautiful day out there. But talk to you a little bit later. Hope everything goes well. N4DJC, clear.